Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the messy, beautiful world of life. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing this mythical beast called perfection? Like it's just out of reach, always shimmering on the horizon but never truly attainable? You know that feeling when you spend hours agonizing over a tiny detail, only to realize nobody else even noticed? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving headfirst into the freeing world of embracing imperfection and letting go of perfectionism, because guess what? It's not about being perfect. It's about being authentically your you. All right, let's get real for a second. This whole pursuit of perfection can be exhausting, right? It sets us up for constant disappointment, steals our joy in the present moment, and honestly, it just makes life way more stressful than it needs to be. But here's the good news. There's a whole lot of freedom waiting on the other side of letting go. Think about it like this. When you relax those rigid standards, you open yourself up to new possibilities, experiences, and even connections with others. So, how do we actually ditch perfectionism and embrace imperfection? Here are five key takeaways that can seriously level up your life. Number one, reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing mistakes as failures, start seeing them as opportunities for growth. Every stumble, every oops moment is a chance to learn, adapt, and become more resilient. Remember that time you tried baking that elaborate cake, only to end up with a lopsided, slightly burnt masterpiece? Well, guess what? You learned something valuable about baking, and maybe even discovered a hidden talent for edible art. Don't be afraid to laugh at yourself and use those experiences as stepping stones. Number two, practice self-compassion. Seriously, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, we all have flaws, and that's okay. Be gentle with yourself, acknowledge your imperfections, and remember that you're worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Number three, celebrate small victories. Don't wait for some grand achievement to feel proud of yourself. Take the time to appreciate the little wins along the way. Did you finally finish that project? Celebrate it. Did you manage to make your bed today? High five. These small accomplishments add up and contribute to a sense of accomplishment and progress. Number four, focus on what truly matters. Life is too short to spend it chasing unrealistic ideals or worrying about things that don't really matter in the grand scheme of things. Identify your values, prioritize your goals, and focus your energy on what brings you joy and fulfillment. And finally, number five, surround yourself with supportive people. Connect with individuals who celebrate your strengths, encourage your growth, and accept you for who you are, imperfections and all. Remember, true friends will lift you up, not tear you down. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, palms are sweating, and that inner voice is screaming, "Don't mess this up." But instead of letting fear take over, you take a deep breath, remember these key takeaways, and remind yourself that it's okay to be nervous. You focus on the message you want to share, connect with your audience, and even if things don't go perfectly, you know you gave it your best shot. You own those imperfections, and guess what? It probably turns out to be a pretty awesome presentation. The bottom line is this. Embracing imperfection isn't about settling for mediocrity. It's about living with authenticity, courage, and self-acceptance. It's about showing up as your genuine self, even when things get messy. Remember that you are capable of amazing things, even if you don't always hit the mark. So, my challenge to you today is this. Identify one area in your life where perfectionism is holding you back. Maybe it's a creative project, a social situation, or even just how you talk to yourself. Take a small step towards letting go of those rigid expectations and see what happens. You might be surprised at the freedom and joy that comes with embracing imperfection. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to live more authentically. Until next time, stay curious, keep growing, and never stop being YOU, even when you mess up, and you will. See you later.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.